I know in Denver, what is it? Trade has a puppy night, pup night, something like that.
They do. They do. There's a bar here in Denver that does have a night where they do invite the trainers and the pups. I'm probably going to get that all wrong and I'll get a call telling me I'm not using the proper terminology.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Who do you know? I'd like to know who's going to be calling you when they hear this.
My ones of listeners.
Yeah, your ones of listeners. Big fatty, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm probably going to get that all wrong and I'll get a call.
Who do you know?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 389 of the BFO for Thursday the 12th of December 2019. Big Fatty, you're getting a testimonium. I am. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yeah, Big Fatty, you don't even... Fuck it. You're fucking it up. Hello, discombobulators. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're discombobulated. Y'all, Big Fatty is a little discombobulated at the moment. I'm happy to say that I am back at the villa in the official recording studio. Yes, Big Fatty, villa, sweet villa. It's just lovely being here, isn't it? It is indeed. And y'all, it's a full moon. It is the last full moon of 2019. Big Fatty, no wonder you put those boys from the enormous A Little Show at the beginning, because they are, anyway, I think their middle name is Full Moon. Big Fatty, yes! Y'all, last time I talked to you was Wednesday of last week, Big Fatty, when I recorded the Thursday and for right little shows. Y'all, I had pre-recorded this week's Monday to, I say, Tuesday and Wednesday little shows before that. And I did indeed head over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex on Thursday. And y'all, I stayed there Thursday evening. And y'all, it was a fairly quiet evening. Y'all, I did meet up with Chris. And y'all, we went to the Capri Lounge and had a couple of cocktails. And y'all, Big Fatty was... y'all, I was, and I did order me a cheeseburger. Big Fatty, was it in Paradise? No, ended up going back to the room, and y'all, y'all, later that evening, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Squeaky gentleman, Paula has been so lonely. I know, squeaky gentleman, Paula. It's okay. Calm down. Anyway, y'all had a had a gentleman that I had met a time or two before that lives near the Madrid. And y'all, he was, as they say, on property for the evening and stopped by. Y'all, a good looking man, and he was all about having a little fun with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, and y'all, then I got up. I got up on, what did I do? I got up on for right morning, and y'all, I drove to Atlanta, and what did I do? I drove to Atlanta, and y'all, I, on my way in, I stopped and got petroleum products. I think it was like $2.22 a gallon or something like that, which is very good for Atlanta. Maybe it was $2.26, but still good. And I went to the to the Sam's Club. I was gonna get some yellow roses for the ceremony on Saturday, and y'all, they didn't have a bouquet of just yellow roses. It was yellow and orange roses, and I almost didn't get it, but I got it anyway, and I got some poinsettias. And y'all, then I found they had a little display of all these different types of popcorn that it was different flavors. And y'all, it was like, so I got six different bags of it. And what it was is you get three flavors and you put it in a big bag, and then you pay for the big bag that has three different flavors. I got the flavors I got were cookies and cookeries and cream, sea salt caramel, birthday cake, cotton candy, Texas barbecue, and dill pickle. Beef? Any dill pickle popcorn? Yes. And so y'all, I that was one of the little fun little giftettes that were for my family, because we had our crema this weekend. This past weekend, y'all came on back to the went over to the Hat Cave, and y'all got settled there and everything. And y'all, then I went by and saw my brothers and sister-in-law, and were just one of my brothers and his wife. And we went to supper. We went to a Mexican place. And y'all, I had a quesadilla, but y'all, it was folded up and fried. And it was kind of like an empanada. Oh, Big Fatty, like that girl from Empanada? Yes. but anyway, then y'all went on back there to the to the Fat Cave, and just y'all, I got a pretty good night's sleep. my brother, y'all, he's been helping me. Y'all, I'm getting some of the items from my mother's house. I'm getting her guest room bedroom suit and a chair. A big leather chair and a couple of side chairs, and then my grandfather's a fold down desk and a glass bookcase. And so y'all, I didn't know how I was going to get it back over here to Charleston, but my brother, my youngest brother, he is always shipping things, and he uses this company called U-Ship. And y'all, I called it like the Uber of shipping. You get the measurements of all the pieces you want to send, and a description, and pictures, and then you post it, and you say where it needs to go and when it needs to get there, and then people bid on it. And y'all, we looked into seeing what it would cost for Big Fatty to get a U-Haul trailer. And y'all, it was to be able to get the bedroom suit it's a four poster bed, and that sounds gigantic, but y'all, it's just that it's not big. It was going to be about $250 to get the trailer, and you know, all that kind of stuff, or a little bit. Well, I say that, and y'all, but he put it out on the bids, and y'all found a company, a couple of guys that do this all the time that were interested, and y'all, they came by the Hat Cave, wrapped up all the furniture and everything in the blankets and the shrink wrap and everything. And y'all, they're delivering here to the villa Thursday morning, and y'all, it's going to be $300, and y'all, that is, and they'll put it in place for me, and y'all, it's worth every penny of that to me to have it here that quickly. I'm just blown away by this, and I know some of you are saying $300, hell, I'd do it for less than that, but y'all, it's big stuff. And they did all the lifting and everything. And, you know, Big Fatty just can't do that. No, Big Fatty, the elderly should not be doing that. They all came Monday. Tuesday evening and picked everything up and everything. But anyway, going back to Saturday, y'all, the big event on Saturday was, y'all, we were going to have the burial of the Orange Hat and the Hatterina. You know, they were cremated, but they were going to be buried in my mother's family's section of the cemetery. And, you know, they have a small... what do they call it? Not an urn, but a vault that the urn goes in. My parents' urns were wooden boxes, and so y'all, it was just me and my brothers and my two sisters-in-law and one of my nieces and her boyfriend, and then three of my cousins were there. And y'all, it was casual. It was uplifting. It was we took pictures, the big pictures they had at the funerals of each the Hat and the Hatterina. So they were there too. Their pictures were there, and we had the roses, y'all. And it struck me when I left the Sam's Club that my mother loved the yellow roses, and how appropriate that the other color was orange. So orange roses for the Orange Hat. So y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. It was just perfect. And so we all just kind of said a few things, and then told a few little stories and all. But it was not sad. And then my youngest brother got down to place the urns. Y'all, the hole in the ground was like 3 feet deep. It was much deeper than we expected it to be. But anyway, put the two boxes in there. And y'all, then we had gathered up a few keepsakes to go in there also. And, you know, like my mother loved the cardinals and the butterflies. So we had one of those, and we had a little thing of a dachshund, because that's the kind of doggies that we had, and they had had. And of course, there was an Orange Hat. Yes, Big Fatty, of course, and a few other little things. But anyway, y'all, we did all of that, and you know, then they came and put the lid on the vault, and then we all put a shovel of dirt in on it, and they finished packing the dirt around it and all. And y'all, then we left the roses there on the gravesite, and left a poinsettia for the hats and for my aunt, who was right beside where the hats will be, and then one in between my grandfather and grandmother. I didn't know my grandfather, but I did know my grandmother. She died in 1974, and my aunt died in 1994. And it was very nice. It was a beautiful day. It wasn't cold. It was just, everybody said it was just perfect. And y'all, after that, then me and my two brothers and my two sisters-in-law, we went to one of my folks' favorite little restaurants near the Hat Cave, and we had a little supper there. And y'all, as the executor of the will, I had decided that that the hats were taking us to supper, so the estate picked up the tab for that. And y'all, then Saturday, no, wait a minute, that was on Saturday. Sunday was just kind of y'all, we were trying to get ready for, we've hired a small company. It's these two ladies that do estate sales. And we hired them, and so we were kind of straightening things up and trying to get a little more organized for when they were coming. They were coming Monday at about 11 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, they came, and they've started setting everything up and going through everything, and y'all, they were just as nice as they could be, and they, you could tell they were enjoying what they were doing, and they didn't quite finish, but, you know, they set things up and displayed them in different areas. But they got to come back. They're going to come back next week and finish getting all the displays in all ready. And, y'all, then the estate sale is going to be January the 18th. And they say they only do one or maybe two estate sales a month. And they come in and they take pictures and they put it all up on a www, and people can look and see what's going to be available and all this kind of stuff. And they seem to think that there would be a lot of interest in all of this. I'm quite frankly, I'm a little surprised, but, you know, and y'all, as they were setting things out, I'm like going, I don't ever remember seeing this, or, you know, where did this come from and all? But y'all, it was very interesting. And then, like I said, Tuesday was hanging around the house. You know, we weren't sure when the guys were coming to pick up the furniture. They came a little bit later than we expected, but it was all right. They were just as nice as they could be. And then after that, went and had some supper with one of my brothers and his wife. And y'all, then I came back. Y'all, that damn Whitman Tinker, I don't know how he found me in Atlanta, but he did. B, Fatty, you know he always does. And but anyway, finally went to sleep. And oh, y'all, we had crema. We had crema on Sunday also. And y'all, we decided instead of having a big old crema dinner, y'all, what's the best part of Thanksgiving or crema dinners? It's the turkey sandwiches that are left over. So y'all, my brother smoked a turkey breast on the grill. Big Fatty, I like to smoke a turkey breast, but I have trouble keeping it lit. I know. But y'all, it was delicious. And we just had turkey sandwiches. And I think there was macaroni and cheese. And y'all, I made some of my little ham biscuits for our horse devours. And it seems like there was something else, but I don't remember what it was right now. Bee, Fatty. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all opened my crema presents from my one brother. My other brother and his wife, they couldn't come to have turkey sandwiches with us. But anyway, opened up the presents. And y'all, I got the crema tree cookeries that my grandmother used to make, that my sister-in-law makes that every year. And y'all, my mother always gave me new bedroom shoes, so they gave me bedroom shoes, which I thought was sweet. And y'all, then my sister-in-law had found these old home movies that my aunt, Big Fatty, they're hitting you again, I know, that she had taken over the years, and my sister-in-law had them transferred to the DVD, and y'all, we sat and watched it, and it was, oh, dear, I see. And y'all, it was like when Big Fatty was 1 year old, and then up through when my youngest brother was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. But y'all, it was just fun. It was just fun looking at that. Big Fatty, we don't need to see your home videos anyway. But y'all, I'm back here now. No issues at all on the way back, but anyway, nice to be back in the villa. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show, and Big Fatty, has Casey shown you his crema tree this year? No, not yet, but Casey, if I don't get to see it, you know what's going to happen.
I'm probably going to get that all wrong, and I'll get a call.
Who do you know?
Well, he knows Big Fatty, and Holly, you might send a picture of your crema tree, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.